This is Senator Eugene McCarthy speaking to you from Washington. Within the last 10 years, the American people have become increasingly concerned about the pollution of our rivers and lakes and increasingly aware of the need for concerted action by the federal government, the states, and the local communities, as well as private industry, to preserve and protect our water resources for the benefit of this generation and the future generations. The time when free water was available in unlimited supplies has been passed. Additional water can no longer be taken and wasted heedlessly. The United States is caught between the pinchers of inadequate water development and rapidly increasing water requirements, while pollution makes more and more of the available water unfit for human use and in many cases also unfit for industrial use. Responsibility of the federal government for the prevention and the control of water pollution was recognized by Congress in 1956 when it authorized grants in aid to local communities of $50 million annually for a 10-year period for the construction of sewage treatment facilities. Federal expenditure was to be matched by the states and local communities. In 1959-60, the Congress voted to increase this authorization to $90 million. Although this bill had the support of every major conservation group, of the American Municipal Association, of the President's own Water Pollution Control Advisory Board, it was vetoed by President Eisenhower, who believed that the states and cities should bear this burden alone with only minimal federal assistance and some federal regulation. Next year, the Congress again voted to increase the federal contribution to $80 million. In the first year following the enactment of the bill, $90 million in the second year and $100 million in each of the next 4 years. This bill was signed into law by President Kennedy. Earlier this year, Senator Muskie introduced legislation to further strengthen and improve the water pollution control program. This bill, which Senator Humphrey and I joined in sponsoring, has now been approved by the Senate. Seeks to improve the administration of existing programs, providing for the establishment of a separate water pollution control administration within the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. This board would supervise and coordinate all activities relating to water pollution. Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare would be given authority to establish and enforce standards of water quality, and in the event of violation, to bring court action to compel corrective action. The bill increases the ceiling on the federal grant which may be made to any one project, thus recognizing that the problem faced by our larger cities must also be met. For they must undertake large-scale and very expensive projects, and we must admit, too, that the large cities are perhaps the principal cause of water pollution. The bill authorizes grants of $20 million each year over a 4-year period for demonstration projects for the separation of storm and sanitary sewers, a major item of unfinished business in many of our older established communities. Finally, it reflects increasing public concern over the presence of laundry detergents in wastewater by directing the Secretary to cooperate with soap and detergent manufacturers in establishing standards for detergent decomposability. Provision of an adequate pure water supply for domestic, industrial, and recreational purposes is the number one resource problem confronting the United States today. The country is not running out of water. There is just as much as there ever was. But as everyone knows, consumption has increased greatly, while the available supply remains fixed, and while the supply has been rendered increasingly impure and unfit for consumption by the discharge of untreated sewage, by industrial pollution, by household detergents which do not readily decompose, and which resist established methods of water purification. Since we cannot manufacture water to increase our supply, it is imperative that we learn to manage wisely the existing resources. With our water supplies with other national resources, Americans have been, for too long a period, prodigal and heedless of the next day and the next generation. Municipalities have resisted the construction of sewage treatment facilities, unwilling to assume the financial burden or unable to assume it, or unconcerned about the pollution of the water supply of the city downstream. Industry has dumped untreated waste into our rivers and into our streams, and until recently has shown very little concern about its responsibility for public health and convenience. The average citizen, unless he happens to live in a high water cost area, has been prone to wastewater and he too has given too little thought to the future needs of the country and even of his own needs. The enactment of the Water Pollution Control Act in 1956 was a major step towards the conservation of this resource. The bill approved last week by the Senate is an indication of the fact that the problem of water pollution is still very much with us and that a continuing national effort is required to reach a solution. This is Senator Eugene McCarthy speaking to you from Washington.